Welcome back, and thank you for joining the Serving My Master podcast. Now, of course, as we understand that the Torah is the comprehensive guide to take us through this world, to take us to salvation, to take us to fulfill our mission in this world and the purpose of the world itself, of course, it has the physical, technical details that we need to know how to behave in this world, in what we called in our last episode, the duties of the body, as far as mitzvahs asei and lois asei, the positive and negative commandments given to us in the Torah. But of course, since we understand that the Torah is comprehensive in a level that this Torah itself will bring us to the highest level of purity, will elevate us to a point where we can connect to our master, the master of the world. Of course, the Torah will also give us the duties of the heart, the duties that we need to feel in our brain, in our thought process, and what we need to think about and feel in our heart. And of course, in this, there are also both positive and negative commandments. These positive and negative commandments, of course, include thinking about the fact that our master of the world is the creator, that he created this world out of nothing, that he created this world for a reason and for a purpose, for a specific purpose. Remembering, thinking about, focusing in on the fact that he is the one and only one and that there is no one else. The fact that we need to remember him, the fact that we need to think about him on a constant basis, the fact that we need to put ourselves in a position where we remember both out of fear of not being able to fulfill our mission in this world, at the same time out of fear of understanding that a servant that does not fulfill his or her mission in this world not only does not fulfill their own purpose, but causes destruction to the world's purpose. And for that, of course, there will have to be some type of a remedy in the world to come. And of course, we're obligated to do the commandment, the mitzvah given to us in the Torah of Ahavas Hashem, of loving Hashem, of understanding that this idea of Ahava is based on the word Ahava, which comes from the source of the word Hav, give to Hashem. Understanding that the basis of Ahava in this world, the basis and the source of love in this world comes from the master of the world, because indeed he is the ultimate Noisein, the ultimate giver, non-stop giving. And since he put us into this world in his image, since he put us into this world to reconnect with him, to imitate his image in this world, we need in turn to become those givers. We need to give back to him, not because he will reward us for it, because indeed when he gives to us and to the world, there is no return. Which means we have to imitate this giving by giving back to him without any expectation of return, without expectation of reward. What would be called pure Ahava, pure loving Hashem, for no other reason than because we need to and we want to imitate what he is doing for us. This, of course, is part of the positive commandments that we have in believing, in being loyal, in being faithful, in loving, in fearing, in respecting, in constantly thinking about it. This is something that to be easily understood if someone understands if a human being would do some tremendous favor for another, save their life in one way or another. Of course, the recipient of that incredible gift, the recipient of that incredible show of love, will in turn think about the person who had gifted them with this incredible thing. They will focus on how they can return the favor, and so forth. And of course, as we are indeed recipients of the ultimate good, as we were, as discussed in the previous episode, put in a position, in the perfect position of becoming ultimate servants, in the perfect position where we were given a detailed guide, as Hashem's children, a detailed guide how to reconnect with Him, how to fulfill our purpose in this world, the purpose of the world itself, how to purify and elevate ourselves, and on top of all that, still get rewarded for it. Of course, this incredible gift, this incredible position that we were put in, adds to this mitzvah, to the duty of the heart, of being able to incorporate and understand that we have to refocus every thought that we have, every feeling that we have, whether it's a thought coming from a personal wish or ego, or even if it doesn't come from a bad side, but if it comes from something that is not focused on understanding that we're trying to reach a higher level of service. Everything has to be recentered and focused on what the Shulchan Aruch starts with, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid, remembering that the master of the world is always in front of us, always looking and waiting for us to do His will. Understanding that these duties of the heart are something that are relevant at every given moment. Understanding that the only reason that we are here is service, and therefore, even when we don't have a physical obligation to do a technical action in this world, we're still obligated by the simple fact that we have a brain, by the simple fact that we have a heart, by the simple fact that we have thoughts and feelings. That in it itself shows us that we need to use and repurpose these thoughts and feelings to think about Hashem, to have feelings towards Hashem, to produce these feelings towards Hashem of Ahavas Hashem, of Yiras Hashem, and to remember that with that we can reach even higher levels than what we can reach with our limited physical abilities. Because our heart and our brain was given to us on an even higher level than our mere body given to us in this physical world. Our thoughts are in a higher world. Our thoughts connect to a higher world, which means the duties of the heart, understanding what it means that a positive thought and a positive feeling is even more powerful than what we discussed in our previous episode, the physical and technical obligations and duties that we have in this world. And with that, we understand the perfect creation that Hashem created in this world, where we as human beings can on the one hand fulfill physical, technical obligations to elevate our body, to elevate this physical world that we find ourselves in, whilst at the same time have access to an incredible, high and elevated thing called machshava, called thought. Something connected to our brain and our heart that connects to an even higher world, so that we, no matter what stage we are in, no matter what physical position we find ourselves in, could fulfill the highest and holiest purpose of this world. And only as a Eved Ne'eman, as a loyal servant who always Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somer, that every given moment remembers that our obligation is to serve Him with everything that we were given, our body and our soul, with everything. That's how we can reach the highest level of service. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to continuing this discussion with you. Thank you and have a wonderful day.